This is URN.
Hello everyone. So, you may remember a while ago there were some elections in Italy. Well, now it appears that the leader of the Brothers of Italy, Giorgia Meloni, will become the Prime Minister, which will be the first far-right Prime Minister of Italy since Mussolini. You may remember him from the Second World War, in your studies of the Second World War. I'm sure many of our listeners weren't alive then. So the coalition will be formed by her and two smaller parties on the right. Silvio Berlusconi, who was previously a Prime Minister, he's of Forza Italia, and also the party known as, translating to as the Northern League, or just the League now. It's a populist movement, and some of these concerns are actually, at the moment, mainly about Berlusconi, who is more to the centre than the Prime Minister, the new Prime Minister. But it's been there have been leaked recordings of him expressing his friendship with Putin, boasting that Putin is in his top five favourite people, but top five best friends, which is concerning the European Union that Italy may go off course from the sanctions of Ukraine. So what do we think to this? What do we think about the rise of populism going up and up and up? We thought perhaps that populism in Europe was going to be decreasing after the Alternative for Deutschland in Germany did worse in the elections last year. I think it was last year. But now Sweden and now Italy, it seems like the far right are on the march. What do we think to all this?
I think it's interesting. I think you make a good point about how it's Sweden and Italy. But in my view, I think it's more the countries that haven't necessarily, that aren't doing as well economically. So obviously like France and Germany, because they're kind of the economic heavyweights, they've elected a centre-left and a more left-wing government respectively. Whereas we're seeing like countries in the Mediterranean and countries like Italy are electing more kind of right-wing populist governments. I mean, I think Sweden is an interesting case, not to kind of go off topic, because obviously Nordic countries you'd expect to be more to the left aligned, but it's interesting to have that switch. But I think in Italy's case, I think it's kind of a reaction to quite a negative government that they had during COVID. So they had kind of a big coalition of parties in order to have some stability in the government, and ultimately from what I've read, that seems to have kind of failed, and so we've had this election, and we've had a populist leader come in, and she's kind of promised the earth, and we'll see if she delivers, really. I mean, she claims to sort of be outside of the political establishment and all these things. But it'll be interesting with her kind of teaming up with Berlusconi, who's obviously kind of a veteran of Italian politics, to see maybe he will be able to sort of give her the guidance that Meloni might need in order to step in as Prime Minister.
I mean, the problem of populists when they come into office, coming as outsiders, is that they immediately, as soon as they become in power, become the establishment by default. And they won't be able to achieve what they want to achieve. Simply, really, mainly because the leverage of the state is not powerful enough to actually implement all the things that they promise, especially in a short term that she will have. I think it's 4 or 5 years for Italy. So it's unlikely, really, that they will achieve many of their aims. They are trying to reassure the European Union that nothing really has changed. And I think now, post-COVID, with countries like Italy, and you were saying about economics, Italy is reliant on the emergency COVID recovery funds from the European Union. And they know that they could revoke those funds like they have done for Hungary and Poland. So they know there is that risk, and therefore they're going to play ball to at least some extent. But it will be certainly interesting to see how Italy develops from here. I mean, Italy has always had a taste for the far right. The fascist party never really went away after the Second World War, unlike in Germany. Obviously, now the Brothers of Italy is sort of the successor party to the original Italian fascist party. I do believe that Mussolini's daughter, granddaughter, is in the Brothers of Italy party. So there is that sort of sense of succession. I think it is concerning. I mean, you mentioned, and again, not to go off topic too much, but with France, yes, they did vote Macron, but Marine Le Pen had record-breaking votes. And it could be argued that really it's just a matter of time before France also goes in that direction. I think that populism is a danger for democracy because they do not accept liberal democratic norms, checks and balances on the executive, an independent judiciary, and independent media. Italy going down that route is scary. We just have to hope that it has the checks and balances necessary to prevent that from happening.
No, definitely. And I think you made a great point about the institutions, because I think many people would view Italian institutions as not being the most solid at the best of times, especially with their kind of legal system, as we've seen with Berlusconi. So I think for a populist leader to come in, that could be quite dangerous to their institutions. And I think also with Meloni, there's a lot of questioning around her economic policy, because she said that she's going to lower taxes for those Italian citizens that need it most, but she's also going to increase public spending, which if you have a basic understanding of economics, will tell you that means you're either going to borrow more money and therefore you're going to go into more debt. So and Italy is already a very high debt economy, just as account of how it functions. So I think that could be quite dangerous for her, but we'll see. I mean, she does have the EU COVID relief fund to fall back on, and I'm sure that she'll be making heavy use of that. And I think she's probably aware that, you know, Italy benefits heavily from the EU, but maybe the image of the EU has been tarnished over things like the Eurozone and other kind of bureaucratic crises that have happened. And so I think she's probably trying to distance herself slightly from it. It's in order to try and so that she could win over some of the more kind of skeptical Italians within the country. But I think now that she's in power, she probably recognises the EU is gonna have a hand to play in whatever she does. And there was an interesting part of the article where it talked about how there was an audio leak where the government were boasting about how Vladimir Putin had sent them 20 bottles of vodka and called them number one among his best friends. So there's some question there about kind of where the Italian allegiances are in terms of foreign policy, and obviously with the war in Ukraine, I think a lot of European nations are having to pick a side, even if it's indirectly. So it'll be interesting to see what the Meloni government does in with that as well.
Well, I mean, reading on from what you're talking about the letters from Vladimir Putin, the article specifically about sort of the boasting of closeness by Silvio. I'm not well versed in Italian.
Berlusconi.
Mm-hmm. Take a guess who is a chemistry student out. Is not a politics student, or what is it you do, Felix?
I did politics.
Take a guess who hasn't really got the politics background. But the article reads that he goes on to respond. He responded with bottles of Lambrusco and an equally sweet note, adding that he had re-established relations with President Putin a little too much, citing that Russian ministers claim that they're at war, that Italy is at war with Russia because they're supplying weapons to Ukraine. I mean, last week we talked about, Elon Musk pulling out of Ukraine. Do you see, especially as you've mentioned, the possibility for increased borrowing to sort of fund public spending, the sort of possible waning of Italian support in the conflict in Ukraine?
I think that's certainly a possibility. I mean, I don't have the public support for the war of Ukraine handy, but it would be interesting to see how the citizens feel about it. But I would imagine, that would probably be one of the things to go on the chopping block if there had to be, spending cuts in order to try and balance the books in the short term. But I think at the same time, it's an interesting one, because I don't know how involved Italy is in Ukraine at the moment. I know obviously the UK are heavily involved, as are the US, and I'm sure that, other European nations are also doing a lot to help Ukraine. But I don't know if Italy has a heavy involvement. I imagine if they do, that they probably will scale it back somewhat. But I don't think they would do a complete U-turn, similar to what Elon Musk tried to do last week, where, they would completely abandon Ukraine, but they may reduce some spending if they need to, I think.
It's an interesting one. I think I'm not wrong in saying, I mean, I might be, but the Brothers of Italy did run on a campaign where they would do what needed to be done to help the Italian people, even if that meant not helping the Ukrainians. And it is the case that Italy, even when it was under the premiership of Mario Draghi, I think that's how you pronounce his name, who has just been elected out of office, that he was a pro-Ukraine, but even under him, Italy did block some EU sanctions so that, I think it was Prada, that Italian oligarchs could still buy Gucci from Italy. So there were already loopholes and sanctions that they were not supporting already. I think we won't see a complete U-turn, I agree there, because there are more pro-Putin government, and there is a more pro-Putin government in the EU, Hungary, under Viktor Orban, and yes, he supports Putin, but he is going along with the EU line at the moment. So I think it's unlikely we'll see a U-turn. But do I think that the Italian government would necessarily withdraw some sanctions to help their economy when they probably will muck it up? Because obviously we've seen in Britain that the policy of lowering taxes but increasing spending doesn't work more recently. So I think that's possible. I've just looked at some polls here, and there has been a decline in support of NATO since the Ukraine war, from 72 to 64% amongst Italian people. So obviously 64% is still a majority of Italian people, but there has been a decline. And when, particularly in the winter, when people feel it in their actual homes, when it's cold and they can't afford the bills, because of course they're going through a similar problem to what we're having in the UK, maybe the tide of opinion will change. And if the tide of opinion changes, a populist government, which is basically very reactionary, and because they don't follow the same mainstream patterns as normal, they probably will change course. But not, I know this is a long-winded answer, but I don't think it will be a complete U-turn.
No, I think it's good that we kind of agree there. I was just looking at Berlusconi's opinions of Ukraine, and there's an article here from The Guardian that there where Berlusconi claimed that President Zelensky provoked Russia's invasion of Ukraine, that Zelensky provoked Moscow's invasion by tripling the attacks against the Russian-backed separatists in the Donbass region. So clearly, you know, Berlusconi has some sympathy towards Russia, which may be translated into actual policy. We will see. You know, we don't know kind of what Meloni's opinions on Ukraine are, I don't think. But we know that, but clearly we can see here that Berlusconi's got some kind of skepticism towards Ukraine. So it'll be interesting to see what they do.
I think Meloni is actually more pro-Ukraine than the more centre parties in her coalition, which is odd because normally it's the case that the more extreme you are, the more Russia-supporting you are. So that is a good point.
I mean, you know, it's certainly going to be an interesting time for Italy, obviously. You know, it's how long is it now until the election, or is it ongoing?
It's a bit confusing, to be fair. Maybe we should have clarified this at the start for our listeners. But basically, there has been an election, and Meloni was the largest party. But because of the voting system, she's forming a coalition with Berlusconi's party at the same time in order to have a majority within the kind of Italian parliament, so to speak. So that's kind of why the government is still forming and still relatively new.
Right.
Even though the election was, I think, 2 weeks ago, something like that. Once the election's happened, it still takes some time. It's not kind of an immediate transition into power like it is, say, in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any more points on this story at all from either of you guys about, you know, Italy's rise of right-wing governance?
I guess just kind of, you know, it's an interesting comparison to like make between Italy and the UK, right? Because we've seen kind of more, not to the same degree in the UK, but we've seen some right-wing, the increase of kind of right-wing policies here, and certainly kind of populist leaders, I think. And I think not to kind of delve into other stories we might cover today, but there's certainly a parallel where you can see when citizens are feeling the pressure, having a populist leader can help kind of boost morale, and that might work in Meloni's favour in terms of if the cost of living crisis in Italy does get worse, I think she'll be able to spin it relatively well compared to a more kind of centrist, more neutral politician.
I mean, my point would be, if you're a Democrat in the sense of believing in democracy, this should be deeply worrying to have a party in government of a major European country that doesn't quite believe in all the values of which most of at least Western Europe and the Western world has been built on. I think it's troubling. I think if you are a member of a minority group, then you would be worried because they have been talking about going against the LGBT agenda, or they've been talking about an LGBT agenda. There's concern about the reversal of abortion laws in Italy. I think it's troubling, particularly if they follow similar patterns to Trump and don't accept democratic legitimacy. It's possible that things could get a lot worse. Now, because the Italian system is so fragmented because of the proportional representation, well, it's actually semi-proportional because they do have a first-past-the-post part of their electoral system is first-past-the-post. But because they're so fragmented in their parliament, it is possible that Meloni's party will never be able to grasp as much power as, say, what's happened in Hungary with Viktor Orban, simply because her party doesn't have the majority on its own. But it's certainly troubling. If you believe in liberal democracy, this is a troubling day. If you don't believe in liberal democracy, then this is fantastic news.
This is URN.